Elizabeth Warren vows to reinstate welfare-dependent immigration to U.S. by John Binder on March 2, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is promising to reinstate welfare-dependent legal immigration to the United States, taking the side of corporate interests over American taxpayers. Warren's Dignity for Farm Workers and Food Chain Workers plan vows to end President Trump's recently implemented public charge rule that prevents known welfare users to permanently resettle in the U.S. by obtaining a green card. Under Warren's plan, those taking welfare would be able to obtain green cards. "And I am committed to repealing the Trump administration's public charge rule, which forces many farm worker families to choose between accessing basic services and staying together," emphasis added. Likewise, Warren commits to ending the H-2A visa program that rewards thousands of visas every year to imported farm workers but promises to replace the visa with an immigrant worker visa to bring more foreign workers to the U.S. Warren would also provide amnesty and a pathway to American citizenship to any illegal alien who works on U.S. farms. The plan bans the deportation of illegal aliens who accuse their employers of abuse, discrimination, or wage theft. Warren's throwing out the public charge rule would mean that legal immigrants who are younger, self-sufficient, healthier, and English-speaking would not be favored for green cards against legal immigrants who are older, non-English-speaking, known to be welfare users, and jobless. The opposition to the public charge rule puts Warren on the same side as the big business lobby and corporate interests that have denounced the reform because they say they need welfare-dependent legal immigrants coming to the U.S. to grow the economy, create more consumers, and secure a never-ending flow of lower-wage foreign workers. Trump's reform is a boon for American taxpayers in the form of an annual $57.4 billion tax cut, the amount taxpayers spend every year on paying for the welfare, crime, and schooling costs of the country's mass importation of 1.2 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants. Currently, there is an estimated record high of 44.5 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S. This is nearly quadruple the immigrant population in 2000. The vast majority of those arriving in the country every year are low-skilled legal immigrants who compete against working and middle-class Americans for jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.